In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, welcome to the Sunday special episode of the You Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Jared Fried. Always a pleasure to be back here with you, Jordana. Love the Sunday special, am I right?
I love them. They're great, easy listens. They're short. They're like bite-sized little targeted episodes. And I think that everyone has someone they could share it with.
They're the perfect shareable episode. I see it on my Instagram. It gets tons of swipe ups. People, I think, really enjoy the break, the 20 minutes we give them on a Sunday, maybe while they're getting dressed or showering or they're hungover. And listen, if there's someone in your life that could take value from this subject, you should send it to them. Send it. Send it directly to their text. Copy and paste. We want that type of recommendation because that is really the best way to thank us for this podcast if you're really enjoying it. So, Jordana, let's get into it. What are we doing?
Let's do it. I'm going to read the email.
Go for it.
It's a deal reveal.
Okay, right. So we got the screenshots, baby.
Listener writes in, "What's up, guys? Longtime listener, first-time caller. Saw you in SF. You guys are simply chef's..." "You guys are simply chef's kiss. I've liked,
love
shared,
it.
Braided. You got it." What is chef's kiss? It means like...
Like, you know, after
it means
a chef
like a really good...
This meal is magnifique.
That sounds like something very fingers. San Francisco.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
I like it.
The Molinari Brothers, the Molinari Deli. Love that spot. Oh, I love San Francisco.
So here's what's up. 2 years ago, I was working at a local hospital. There was this super hot doctor who also worked there. Before we could really connect.
McSteamy.
I feel like we've gotten a lot of... This actually might be a COVID thing, too. I feel like there's a lot of doctors really connecting at work, probably because they're there all the time.
They're there a lot. And also, they've gone from, you know, doctors have always been, you know, they've got this new hero thing marketing campaign. Like, not to say a doctor hasn't been a hero before, but now it's like frontline workers. They're being treated in a different, they're being seen in a different light that is almost hotter. And, you know, like, it's a hotter view of them now.
And I could see if you're a doctor right now, you're kind of like, oh, this person's like in there with me. Like they get it. Like the person who's like not in there every day doesn't really get it. They get it. Like we're also here a lot. So I can see why there'd be like a breeding ground for dating situations.
Totally. Also, yeah, you know, Joe Normal connecting with Sally somebody over quarantine lock-in isn't as sexy as, Dr. McSteamy and, you know, Dr. McDreamy, you know,
saving
being like,
lives.
Hey, you know, saving lives. It's a different connection.
Right. So she said she was working at a local hospital 2 years ago. There was a super hot doctor who also worked there. Before we could really connect, I had to switch rotations and start working at a different hospital. Bummer.
Two ships passing in the night.
Fast forward 2 years. I'm on this kinky alternative dating app called Open. While using Ship, of course. And I I see this doctor on it. I'm thinking, this is my shot. Kinky doctor, just my type. I find him on Instagram and he's public. I take the bold move of liking one of his photos. Then later that night, he requests to follow me. I follow him back. He likes four of my pictures. One from all the way back in April, a modern love story.
Tap, tap, tap. I call it the window tap. Just him on the glass like, hello. I'm here. I'm hard. Yeah.
I decide to reach out and DM him. See the attached photos for our conversation and please keep his name anonymous. We always do, by the way.
Yeah.
It ends with me offering him my number and him saying, hey, sorry, I'm actually dating someone. What gives? Why take the Insta bait, follow me, and then like a bunch of my pics if you're not interested and he's dating another person? He's now doing that annoying thing where he's watching all my stories. Is he keeping me warm on the bench? Do I unfollow him now? Would love to hear your thoughts on what's going on here and how to move forward with this. Thanks for everything, guys. So she attaches, the first one is evidence in case we didn't believe her.
Sure.
That he has indeed followed her and then liked four various pictures of hers, one of which looks like a sunset. And scenic, one of her.
Two scenic, two of
videos.
Her, and then one pet video. Oh, no, that was someone else. He's not into the pet. Okay, you're right.
No,
two of her
IGTV videos and two photos. Mm. And then, so here's how the DM convo goes.
You want to be her, I'll be him?
Yes. Okay. I never do this. This is Saturday at 9 a.m. I never do this, but 2020 has been a year of a lot of firsts for me. So, hi. Your Earth photos are beautiful. What's the first trip on your list once things are more in control?
Hey, thanks, smiley face. And probs somewhere in Asia. Either Japan, Thailand, or Indonesia.
Fab. We'll have to give you tips for Thailand. Anyway, backstory. Came across your profile on hashtag opened. You look familiar. I think from my short stint at whatever hospital this was. So she's saying, you look familiar. I think from wherever we used to work, was intrigued. If you're down to connect over beers, let me know. And then she gives him her number.
Thanks, but full disclosure, I'm dating someone.
Oh, thank you for letting me know.
Of course.
And that's it.
That's the conversation.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been seeing a therapist for many years now, and one of the things that I've learned from therapy is that I'm pretty introverted, and a lot of the time socializing with people can drain me. So I've really learned how to have that right balance of going out, socializing, meeting people, but also making sure I have enough alone time to actually feel like I'm coming back to myself, because that's kind of where I thrive. And therapy has really helped me realize that. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
So what do you think is the deal here?
Well, I mean, I can tell you what the deal is. Like, I'm a little frustrated with the emailer because it's a very
not knowing
layered,
what the deal is.
Well, it's a very layered email that she considers black and white, and it's like I can't believe she can't believe it in my mind.
Okay.
She's on a kinky dating app called Open. Okay, she sees a guy that she thought was hot from her hospital. Okay. This all tracks for me.
Right.
She then finds him on Instagram, messages him. The way the conversation goes, she says something about his pictures, and then he says, whatever, he's nice. And then she says, came across you. Thanks, but full disclosure, I'm dating someone. And then she's like, what? It's like to the emailer, you're on a kinky dating site called Open. He is getting ahead of it going, hey, full disclosure, seeing someone. So
why
I
is he following her back, though, and liking four of her pictures?
Because he's letting her tapping? Know she he's letting her know she he's interested. He's on a date. He's on a kinky dating app called Open.
But if so he's interested, if he's not interested, why is he telling her he's seeing someone else? If he is interested,
he's letting her know that she saw him on the dating app called Open. He's in an open relationship.
Oh,
he's letting her know, hey, beware. That is him putting up the sign, beware of the dog. And she's going, oh, I don't want to be near that dog. And she's walking away, which is fine. He's not taking it personally, but he's saying, hey, he didn't say I'm not willing to date. He said full disclosure.
Okay. I didn't even read this like that. You're saying he's saying like, I'm still down, but just so you know, like I'm with someone.
I'm going to keep it nice. This is what my thing is. I'm on, like, it's not like she found him on Hinge and then he said, I'm in a relationship or whatever. Like, the story tracks more than I think she's allowing it to track. Like,
I don't think I put it together that Open was like a dating app for people who are in open relationships. But now that you're saying that, I feel pretty dumb for not thinking of it like that.
Well, I don't mean to make anyone feel dumb, including you or the emailer, but I'm saying I don't know what this app is. I mean, I can look it up right now and we could find out in 2 seconds. I didn't really do my research, but I connect and explore with ethically non-monogamous people and their partners. That's what the hashtag open.com.
What is she talking about? That's weird.
So she might be on there for a different type of kink, but you can't come in judging other, you know, like you can't be outside and be like, I can't believe I'm wet while it's raining. Like,
okay.
This to me, he's doing the appropriate measures considering how you found him. And she even said to him.
She told him how she found him. It wasn't like.
Yeah, so it's not like she just entered his Instagram. So he's, and listen, these people who do non-monogamous things, that's not my bag. Jordan, I don't think it's your bag either. I don't think this is what you're into. It's not what I'm into. What I would say, though, whenever I've met these people who do open relationships, whether it's your thing or not, they are the most rule-based and, like, if they're really doing it, they're the most appropriate. So
right.
I do
they
think
probably more rules than people in relationships.
Absolutely. They are so communicative, it's actually weird. They actually all sound kind of weird. But I'm saying, a lot of people would appreciate this type of honesty.
Now that I know that that's what that app is for, this makes a lot more sense to me, because before I'm kind of reading it as like, oh, like maybe this is like a slightly more sexual type dating app. not even putting together that it would be about open relationships or people looking to like to do that kind of thing, then to me this is very confusing. It's not confusing, rather why he's, because it seems like he's saying I'm down to hook up in that sense. I just want you to know that I'm not going to date you.
This is the same thing as having a coffee shop and being like, yeah, you're free to come in as long as you put on the mask. Like, he's saying, he's being just nice enough and being like, yeah, you're free to come in as long as you're cool with me being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you found me on hashtag open, so you know where I'm coming from with this. Like, I think he's assuming that she knows the deal when she says she knows the dating app.
Right. That part makes a lot more sense to me. I didn't realize how critical of a part of the story that was, because I was thinking if this were a normal dating app and he was doing this, then it would be like, to me, an extreme mixed message. If he, let's say she met him on Hinge and then he was like liking her photos and following her back and then was like, by the way, and talking to her. And then he was like, by the way, I have a girlfriend.
That's a different story altogether. That's, hey, I'll cheat with you as long as you're cool with cheating with me. Like, but that's not what he's doing.
Well, the only thing to me is that it did seem like he didn't seem to be saying like that he was definitely down. It didn't imply to me that he was definitely in.
Well, I think we said this on the last episode. We just talked about this because we taped the last episode before this. How romantic can you be? You know, like, how honest should you be? Like, I am living by the assumption that if you're on hashtag open, I would assume that he is assuming she knows the deal. Like I think the even just the languaging he chose where he goes, you know, he's being, you know, full disclosure. That phrase to me is a very much, you know, here's the sign that says I'm being honest in the way we be honest on hashtag open. Like, that to me is like letting people, right, you know, getting ahead of all these questions.
I think to me, though, he'd almost like didn't sound like he was as enthusiastic enough. Like, he was like I would imagine if he was truly down and wanted to let her know, just let her know like what the deal was, he'd been like, thanks, that sounds great. Just before we do anything, I'd like you to let you know. Cause this kind of sounds like he's like almost saying, he's like shutting her down and saying, I'm not interested.
I mean, you could take it that way. I would appreciate anyone taking it that way.
Disclosure.
I just, to me, I'm like, I'm not surprised if that's the case. Like, he didn't show enough. Like, I think he's saying, you can keep walking towards me past this point. Like, I understand what you're saying, and I maybe in a perfect world he's like less excited. I don't know. It just
I'm saying in a perfect world he's more excited if he's like actually into it almost.
I think he's into it, but he understands that it's not his decision to make as far as whether you're into his lifestyle.
Right. Okay, yeah. I think if I were him, though, and I were like, if I wanted this and I just wanted the other person to know what the deal was, I would show a little more enthusiasm and be like...
I think in the kink world, in the open relationship world, you are very aware of not forcing your thing on someone else. Because that, again, this is back to how communicative these people usually are. They're like, hey, I want something very specific. So I'm not going to sit here begging someone to get involved with what I'm doing, but I'm going to be as open as possible at every step of the way.
Okay. Well, you know what? Now it makes a lot more sense. I would love to get someone in an open relationship on the podcast to talk about what the rules are.
I think that's another Sunday special for another day, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we helped this person out. I do. And I also think the reason he's liking her pictures and being friendly is he's like, hey, I'm here. I'm here. If you ever get over it, like, I'm here. They're sitting on their front stoop, the couple with their arm around each other waving like, hey, neighbor. Yeah. We got that sugar. If you ever want to come over, like, that's kind of what he's doing.
If you're just looking to hook up, I'm here.
Yeah. If you want to be a third, if you want to have my finger up your butt while you make out with my wife, we can do that. You know, like, that's kind of what he's saying.
I would love someone to explain to me, because maybe I'm just like a crazy, jealous psychopath, but I just can't imagine this working.
I know someone that we could have on. We could find a guest. Listen, I know enough crazy comedians who think that they're in the New World Order or something, so I could find someone.
great. We got
to hear about
it.
But if someone's out there with suggestions, maybe someone's following someone who's like an expert on this. We would love to hear those suggestions.
Definitely.
So that's our Sunday special. We did it.
We did it. This was fun.
Every Sunday and Wednesday, people, keep spreading the word. Share this. Share this with someone. I think this is an entertaining, interesting subject for anyone to hear.
Agreed. See you next week.
Boom.
You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Dana Samuel. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at You Up Pod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.